do a sound check. All right, you got two red lights, just confirming. All right, everything looks good, sounds good. John, give us a little voice check.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
All right, so if I move like this at all, it's going to be to kind of be close to what I'm doing. And right now you're pretty close to that, so. Okay. All right, we're good.
Cool.
All right, Susan, are we good for speed? Everything's good? All right. Welcome to Security Guy Radio. Today is 2016, my friend. What's your name?
Thank you, John Canese.
What's the name of the company?
CenturyLink.
And what does CenturyLink do?
CenturyLink is a global communications, networking, and IT consulting company, IT services company.
And what do you have a specific vertical market that you service?
Sure. So we really support all verticals. We support 98% of the Fortune 500 companies.
98%?
98%.
Wow.
We're the third largest telecom in the U.S. We're the second largest global colo provider.
I've heard of you guys all the time. I wasn't really sure what you did, though.
Yeah. So we support 33,000 business and government clients.
Okay.
So we support a large variety of different customers.
And what's your main business? What are you providing the clients?
Mostly it's a communications network, IT consulting services, things in that area.
Okay. What is your biggest challenge when it comes to security with the communications piece?
Well, we have a lot of customers that have not only networking needs, IT needs, and everything like that, but they have grown over the years to have a hard time to support their security needs, right? So they rely on companies like CenturyLink to not only provide their essential networking and IT needs, but now overlay that with security needs as well.
So they're not having the internal people they used to have back in the day.
Right.
Because when it all started, your network is scalable, manageable, and you had a couple IT people and they ran it. It's too big now. Everything's just too big. So you're coming in becoming that IT department for them.
Correct.
Inside these companies.
Correct.
And now if it's on your network and your bandwidth, you have a better control over the security because you guys designed it and you guys run it.
Right. We have great visibility into a lot of the issues that all of our customers are dealing with, right? So we do have the network component. We do have the IT components. And we also have all the other services that we provide.
Let's give me some examples.
Well, so for services like a lot of our banks have end-to-end MPLS or SD, WAN and NFV networking capabilities that they require to communicate to all their banks.
Yeah.
We also have cloud services and data center locations where we host and manage a lot of their services. And then we overlay that with a lot of security consulting and security services.
What do you guys think about the cloud? Because back in the day, we had hierarchy storage management. We had a dumb terminal that didn't save anything. And it went to a closet upstairs, and there was a giant bunch of computers, and that's where the data was. And, you know, nobody was really getting to that from the outside. Then the internet comes on, and now we have breaches, and we move to the cloud. And I go back and forth on it all the time. Do you find your clients like to have, you know, do your clients have more cloud services, or do they have more, you know, in-house services where they utilize you? How's it split up that way?
I think a lot of our customers are transitioning to the cloud.
Going that way, okay.
Right. And we're a cloud provider. So,
sure.
So we encourage a lot of that. So what you'll see a lot of the customers do is they'll keep some of their legacy systems that they have maintained over the years in-house as long as they can. And then once it makes sense, then they'll migrate it to the cloud. But all customers really are using the cloud whether they know it or not.
Well, that's a good way to say it.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, so
especially in banking, it's kind of that's where it is.
Yeah, there's so many services and so many applications that have a cloud component. You know, that like Salesforce, for example, is a good example of cloud, right? I mean, Salesforce is very common. It's used across many industry verticals.
Yeah.
And it's based on cloud, right? It's a SaaS solution.
Now, you're worldwide.
Right.
Tell me some challenges you face in different countries. And I know for Germany, for example, very strict privacy laws, can't save data more than 30 days. There's all kinds of things, restrictions. How do you guys navigate that? You must have to have different business models and different business units for those sort of rules and regulations.
Yeah,
you know?
We do. As part of my responsibility as CISO, what we have is an international business risk program. And with that, we work with legal and the business units to make sure that the customer's requirements are met, no matter what country they're in, right? So the way we do that is we usually look at the contract agreement that the customer is trying to get to and what regional location on the globe that they're in, And depending on that, we make sure that we understand their privacy requirements, their legal requirements, and then we try to regionalize the data as much as possible. We usually implement compensating controls and different solutions to make sure that we're meeting the customer's requirements. And it goes in both ways, right? There's U.S. customer requirements, there's European requirements, there's Asia requirements.
Yeah.
So it really doesn't matter which region you're looking at. They all have their requirements. And that's what we do. We do it on a one-by-one basis, but we try to do it in a regionalized way that we can replicate.
Now, here's something I always find this difficult to ask because it hurts my head to think about it. CenturyLink's a big operation. You're a giant provider for 95% of the Fortune 500 companies. It's your connection that they're using during their business. Giant company gets hacked. In theory, you're kind of getting hacked because they're using your network, right? But does CenturyLink have its own challenges? And as a CISO, what are your challenges in your company getting hacked? I mean, not your clients, right? Does it make sense? Because you have you and your company and your clients using your services, but is CenturyLink under attack? I just got back from Black Hat, and that's why I'm asking all this,
yeah.
Because it boggles my mind, the stuff that goes on out there behind the scenes that we don't know about. And as a CISO, I mean, you guys have an impossible job.
Well, and it's really a good question, right? So a lot of customers sign up with CenturyLink because they know what we do, right? One of the first things that a customer does is they want to meet with the security team. They want to see how we protect our own network.
Your own network, right.
Right. And then once they feel comfortable with that, then they know they can rely on us in the event that something takes place and they need our help. And plus, we have a lot of different customers. We have a lot of different partnerships with different agencies. And we just have threat intelligence feeds and different access to different things that a lot of customers need that they can't get anywhere else.
So by protecting CenturyLink as the CISO, you're protecting your clients and they don't even know it.
Absolutely.
In one way.
Absolutely.
Now, do you offer other services on top of that that would be proprietary to them? Hey, we're going to build a network on top of yours, a security protocols and things on top of what we do to really button you down. Like for government agencies, I would imagine they'd need additional protocols or something to work with government people.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's a broad different customer base, right? So as CenturyLink, as you look at our different customer portfolios, some customers require onshore requirements. Some customers require things to be handled in different ways. There's all kinds of compliance regulation for different industry verticals that we have to consider. It's really something that we deal with on a regular basis.
Now, do you guys work with, without naming names, but I mean, do you go out and work and contract with some of these people like I was talking to a Black Hat? Because they may have a real specific network application that does a specific thing for this network that what I've been told is, you know, your business is running the network, not catching packets that come across at 3 a.m. because you're doing something else. It's a question that makes sense. In other words, you help and go out to find the people that are the cutting edge in some of these things.
We really do. Because of our various customers, we have to stay on the bleeding edge of technology. We might not implement that technology in a broad base, but we'll trial a lot of things. We'll work with various vendors all over the spectrum. But what we try to do is we try to present to our customers that we're the go-to place to have a total solution. And a lot of customers, and you bring up actually a really, really good point, a lot of customers have 10, 20 or so different vendors in their networking and security
space.
Yeah,
exactly right.
Yeah, and what they find is that they don't necessarily get the answer that they're looking for. And what we're trying to do from CenturyLink is really pitch the hospital analogy, right?
Okay.
So the hospital analogy is that when you go to the hospital, they got it all figured out, right? You go in and you go to the emergency room or triage, right? And you go through the process of identifying what's really wrong with you, right? So if you go in and you're having problems with, your heart or something like that, and it's a critical condition, we might not necessarily care about what your cholesterol is at that time,
exactly,
right?
Right.
But a lot of security vendors are out there selling their product as that's the main priority, right?
And so that's why they want to put 20 of them because they're just, it's a patch. It's like, quick patch, yeah.
Right, so the customers are getting all of these different phone calls and saying, hey, you need this product. when they don't really tie it like a hospital does to the big picture. And that's what CenturyLink does.
Oh, right? Very interesting. Okay.
Yeah. So CenturyLink goes in and says, you know, this is your highest risk issue and this is what you really need to take care of.
So it's a one-stop shopping.
Right.
Turnkey solution.
Right. So we can fill the gaps that the customers have. You know, we can do it either through a hybrid approach. We can take it all the way over.
Yeah.
Or, you know, we can provide them exactly what they need, but we'll tell them what the highest risk issues are, and they're not necessarily hearing that from vendors.
And there really is no company anymore these days that can do everything.
Right.
Right? I mean, you know, a couple of these people saw Black Hat. This is the only guy in the world that does that one thing, and he's the best at it, right? And it's good to bring all these things together to make the solution. So, fascinating conversation. What's your name again? One more time.
John Canese.
And it's CenturyLink.com?
CenturyLink.com.
Thanks for coming on Security Guy Radio. I appreciate it. Fascinating
Thank
conversation. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it. Thanks.